Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
At a recent Soldotna City Council meeting, a group of residents advocated for amending the city's current ordinance on backyard chickens, requesting that the council allow hens on smaller residential lots. Chickens are currently only allowed on larger properties, but residents proposed allowing up to 6 chickens on lots over 10,000 square feet and up to 12 chickens on lots over 20,000 square feet. Multiple speakers voiced strong support, citing benefits like food sustainability, composting, pest control, educational opportunities for children, and even enhanced curb appeal. Residents pointed out that nearby cities such as Palmer and Kenai allow chickens on smaller lots. One speaker involved in crafting Kenai's chicken ordinance emphasized the importance of reconnecting with food sources and offered to assist Soldotna with drafting a similar one. Council members expressed interest and support, acknowledging public enthusiasm and the potential benefits of backyard chickens. Council member Jordan Chilson said he would happily sponsor or co-sponsor an ordinance.
I fully agree. There's a lot of value to be had here, not only for the food sustainability, but the education. There's a lot of it to be considered here.
The council would need to initiate the matter formally and have it go through the Planning and Zoning Commission before returning for a council vote. City councils estimated the process could take about 3 months. Some members mentioned this topic had been brought up in the past, but was not passed. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska's fishing industry is sounding the alarm over proposed federal budget cuts to NOAA. The cuts could slash funding for fish stock assessments, weather forecasting, and maritime research, all of which they say are vital to the safety and sustainability of commercial fishing. Industry leaders say the changes could hit remote fisheries in the Bering Sea and Aleutians especially hard. They're urging Congress to reconsider the cuts and protect the science that underpins Alaska's multi-billion dollar fishing economy. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly voted down a proposal that would have asked the state to limit how much your property's assessed value can go up each year. The non-binding resolution introduced by Borough Mayor Peter Machicki called for a 5% annual cap meant to ease the burden of homeowners dealing with sharp spikes in property valuations. It failed in a 5-4 vote Tuesday night. Machicki pointed out that property values across the borough have jumped 24% in the last 3 years. He says a cap wouldn't lower taxes, but would give residents more stability and predictability. Some assembly members were concerned it might force mill rate changes if inflation stays high or create problems when values rise more than 5% in a year. During a joint Kenai-Soldotna chamber luncheon the following day, Machicki said he plans to keep pushing the idea despite the disagreement of the 5 assembly members.
Yes, you can't drop your mill rate. That doesn't make housing more affordable. We're still agreeing to an excessive valuation, often controlled by people from somewhere else. Come up here and buy a nice house.
Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Alaska is not among the most gambling-addicted states in the U.S. A new survey from financial company WalletHub ranks Alaska as the second least gambling-addicted state, right behind Utah. The rankings are based mostly on each state's legal gambling opportunities, such as lotteries, casinos, and gaming machines, as well as illegal gambling. The rankings also looked at each state's rate of gambling addictions and availability of treatment. Rounding out the 5 least gambling-addicted states were Vermont, Maine, and Nebraska. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.